Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Well, parenting or child rearing promotes and supports the physical, emotional, social, spiritual, and intellectual development of a child from infancy to his adulthood. And the same relationship could actually go up somewhere and it could go down. Sometimes it can actually be supporting and sometimes it can be distorting. Now, today in our studio, we have with us a guest speaker, Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor, in our previous episodes, you have been helping us understand the answer to a mother, concerned mother, who said that she has a 21-year-old son and she has been extremely loving towards him, spending a lot of money and treating him like a king all his life, which you said is wrong. In the first 7 years, we expanded us the king behavior. How should that be? And you also talked about the second 7 years, and you said, this is the stage, the second 7 years, the second phase of upbringing is actually the phase when you make your child an obedient child. You turn him into an obedient person and a useful person for society as well. And you said that should be started with teaching him the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching him with the prayers. Now, what about the last 7 years? Since we just expanded again these two, we have already discussed this before, but still, can you explain now the last phase, the last 7 years of upbringing?
So, as we mentioned, that the Holy Prophet said the last 3 years is when the child becomes an advisor or a vizier. And that is very, as I said, in harmony with the mental development of a child. The mental development of a child is such that he becomes more independent. He wants to question things. He wants to find the answers. The second seven years is not looking for answers, or he's not questioning things. He's learning. He's accepting things. And he wants to make his parents happy, maybe. He wants to live up to their expectations, or the expectations of the teachers. That is natural. So that is why he can be, or she can be, an obedient person. But when he or she enters the third stage, 14 years of age, that is when he or she starts questioning and wants answers, and wants to make independent decisions.
Decisions.
So they need to get answers. They need to make question very basic issues, the very existence of God.
All right.
So, I mean, yes, in the second 7 years, you've taught them about God. You've taught them about his attributes.
To be obedient, attributes, yeah.
You've talked about Allah Almighty, but you have talked to him about them, about Allah Almighty.
Now you're telling
such a way, it's something
you
taken for granted.
Obedience. Now you're teaching him to be obedient to whom?
No, we've taught him that he's obedient to, he should be obedient to God. But
yeah.
He doesn't question you, where's God? Does God exist? But in the third 7 years, he starts questioning.
Very logical questions.
Does God exist at all? Who is God? What is our... In the second 7 years, you've been saying God has given us all these things and his bounties. Everything is because of Allah Almighty. We are from him and unto him we shall return. But he doesn't expect you to...
give more reasonable answers.
But in the third stage, he starts to question, why do I exist at all? Where have I come from? What is my purpose in life?
Where I have to go?
So very basic issues start coming up in his mind.
Okay.
So he needs or she needs answers, and you need to be equipped as a parent to answer those questions.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you need to be understand. You should be able to answer those questions. If you put them off, he will start or she will start doubting you and the very issues.
Religion that you're teaching.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if children at that age, especially, you feel that they are, they stop praying. They have been praying according to what you have taught them. But at that age, they start stopping.
They stop it because you have not. You're not equipped to answer them with the logical answers. Well, we'll discuss more over this topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. We have Professor Salman Akavi with us, and you're helping us understand the third phase of upbringing, the last 7 years of upbringing. You said this stage when we have to make a child our advisor, is this stage which is very sensitive, because here a child starts asking you questions and you should as a parent be equipped with that knowledge, logical answers that a child is looking for, because he's no more into the first, second phases of upbringing. He's now a grown up teen and now he needs the logical answers.
Of course, in the second 7 years, you may have taught him a lot of things about his beliefs. For example, he may say, where is God? Well, even in the third stage, where is God? I can't see God. We can't see God.
And today, in the very first 7 years, the children ask these questions.
Yes. So you can, of course, in the first or the second 7 years, the person is not capable of thinking in an abstract manner.
Yeah.
He needs tangible answers.
Yeah.
So, for example, you can press your finger into his hand, maybe, or his shoulder and say, you're feeling the pain?
Okay.
He says, yes, I feel the pain. So you say, show me the pain. Where's the pain?
Yeah.
Or as you may have heard that a professor was saying that we can't see God, so God doesn't exist. So the child, student said, you think, don't you, professor? He said, yes, I think. Where do you think in my intellect? Where's the intellect? You can't see it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can use examples by showing
very tangible ones.
Tangible answers that a person can accept.
Yeah.
So you may have
but
taught
them. But
you're
saying in the last phase.
In the last phase, he needs to get, you need to get deep into the deeper issues.
Yeah, yeah.
And the best way is to, instead of, putting him off or reprimanding him or telling him off because of those questions, the first thing is that listen to his questions. The first thing is you need to become a good listener now. When he's the advisor, when he's the vizier, then he expects you to listen to him. He has ideas, he has thoughts, he or she has things in mind. The questions are there, or he or she wants to do something independently. So you need to listen to him. You need to listen to them. You need to let them express their feelings, their thoughts and ideas. You shouldn't suppress them. Yeah. So that's the first stage. You need to be a good listener at that stage especially. And then you need to come up with the answers in a very sensible manner.
Yeah.
Just by saying, no, you can't do that because I say so. No, that's not going to work.
All right.
So you need to be logical. You need to be very cool-minded. You shouldn't become upset.
And above all, you need to be educated yourself over those issues.
Exactly.
In a deeper way, so that you can now provide the answers beyond a tangible level. You can provide now the answers with reasons and with logic. Well, Professor, we'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. And we are discussing the third phase of upbringing, the last 7 years, when a child is expected to be an advisor. And Professor is helping us that what things to be do in this last phase of upbringing.
So, number one, you should be listening to what he's saying. You should even
be
asked...
So be a good listener.
You're a good listener. Listen to what he says. Respond to those issues. Try to be sensible, cool-minded, logical. And then even involve him in your decision-making. That is the more important, that you want to make a program for the family. Take their advice. Ask them what they think should be done. So a child who is at 14 years plus, then he needs to be involved in many of the major issues that are there in the family. He can provide you, so you provide him a platform to give his opinions, give you advice, and then you incorporate that advice. You respond to that, you acknowledge that, you consider, you even thank him and praise him for his advice. So he feels confidence. He feels confidence that he can give advice. And if he even makes a mistake, then it should be, he should be explained why do we think that it's not proper, it's not the good thing, it's not the right thing, or there's a problem with that.
Yeah.
So, yes, it should be a very positive way of interaction. That's as far as the advice goes. But now if he starts making wrong decisions, carrying out indecent behavior or things that you don't expect, then now how should we deal with that?
Yeah.
That is an important issue, especially teenagehood.
Because in this age, you are very sensitive towards very issues and you get slipped very easily.
You get annoyed, so the teachings of our Holy Prophet tell us that we need to punish them, we need to make them understand their mistake. Even if we want to punish them, it should be the last resort. Physical punishment is not to be opted for naturally.
Right.
Especially no type of punishment which leads to, would lead you to pay a penalty for that, the diya, for example. So the punishment should also be in such a manner that it's mild and it doesn't lead to injury.
And the aim is learn.
The aim is to make the person realize that he's made a mistake.
Yeah.
Yes, when he in the first 7 years or even the second 7 years, you can be a little, you can even spank them to an extent. But a 14-year-old child, you can't spank them. Physical punishment is out of the question.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. So you need to make them realize. And
even if you go for that physical punishment, they will get actually Now they are at a stage which
they
is
will
very
react maybe in a very improper manner. So you would be providing them, facilitating them to become show indecent
aggressive
behavior to you, become aggressive to you. So that's not at all called for. You need to show, yes, you should show your anger, your remorse. You should show them that you're not feeling good about it. You're not, you don't like what's happened. You should show that you are put off by those actions, but still,
you show your dissatisfaction.
Of course. But you can't do much about it other than support them in making the right decision and carrying out the right things. Even if they've made a very big mistake, you need to, you know, help them to come out of that, not to, you know, to
push them
away. Yes.
Yeah. So it's all about the way you behave, whatever you, it's like I remember that famous saying, as you sow, so shall you reap. So the way you behave with them, the way they are going to react, and the way you treat them, they are going to treat you. Thank you so much, Professor Nakavi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Do you know?